former Raider defensive back. You can check him out now on the NFL Network. The great Rod Woodson joining us here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Rod? How are you?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate your time. As always, we'll jump into the big news from the weekend. The Raiders trading former Defensive Player of the Year Khalil Mack to the Chicago Bears for a bevy of draft picks. What were your thoughts when you first heard the details of this trade?
You know, I was shocked. I put a Twitter post out there just asking everybody, you know, who takes their best player in their prime and trades them. And I got a lot of different responses. I just don't know if anybody was as valuable as Khalil Mack in their prime to a team being their best player overall on a franchise. Listen, at the end of the day, there's different ways to look at it. Time will tell if this trade was good for the Raiders or not. I know it was good for Chicago Bears because they got a perennial Pro Bowler, a great pros player. He's going to do some damage over there in Chicago. And we'll just see over the course of time if the Raiders do anything with those draft picks. And to hopefully, when they draft one of those guys, that he'll turn out to be as good as Khalil Mack.
Rod, you coach this guy. You know this guy personally, the kind of man he is, the kind of character, his type of work ethic. And also, you know Gruden. He won a Super Bowl with Sapp and Rondé and on a defensive kind of team, not necessarily offense. What can you tell us about, Khalil Mack, the player and the person, and does this kind of go against what Gruden, how he won a Super Bowl?
Well, two things. Khalil Mack is a great person. You know, I just called him the athlete. You know, every time I saw him, I was just amazed how big he was, how athletic he was, how he moved. Let alone rushing the quarterback. Then on top of that, he was a great human being. Yes, sir. No, sir. Always listened to you. Always respectful. He's a pros pro in the locker room. He was the type of leader that you want in your locker room on a daily basis to bring along the young players so they can see what they should to be like over the course of time and being in the National Football League. Now, when you get to Gruden, you got to think, when Gruden got there, he didn't put that defense together. It was already there. It wasn't like that. He was going to go say, hey, you know, I'm going to put a good defense together since I'm an offensive coach. Now, I don't think Gruden thinks that way. For him, you know, I'm pretty sure next year when Coop comes around for his money, they'll give Coop his money. I think in Gruden's mind, it's no reason to pay a player, which he said it, that much money. And even when he played, the defense wasn't that great. So that's his mindset. I disagree that, you know, you trade a player that good. But we'll see over the course of time if, you know, it's going to bode well for the Oakland Raiders or not.
What does that do for the defensive locker room this year, knowing that John Gruden basically said the defense wasn't good even with Khalil, and so he gets rid of Khalil Mack, and the defensive players see a guy who was their best player not get paid? What message does that send to his former teammates?
Well, I don't even know if it's just the defense. I just when you look at it as a whole, if I'm in that locker room, when I was a player and, you know, they let Chad Brown go when I was with the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, our question in the locker room was, I thought we wanted to win a Super Bowl. I mean, I thought our goal was to sign our best players to win a Super Bowl, to find some common ground in the dealings and the negotiations for contracts so we can have our best players with us. That was our mindset. And, Lonell, you know that in the locker room, you want your best players. And then
sure,
when you don't bring your best players, and not alone be your best player, but a great human being and a great example for all the other players, what type of guy that they want in the building, and then they get rid of that person, that makes everybody question, you know, how they're going to move forward from here on out.
Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. So what's the relationship between the management/coaching side and the players moving forward? Should everyone be able to play Monday night against the Rams, and then it's all honky-dory, let bygones be bygones, business is business? Or do you think there could be some lingering effects here?
Well, I don't think it's going to be lingering effects because I think the players know, even though players ask those questions, it's above their pay grade. There's nothing they can do about that. They can moan and complain, but it's not going to do them any good come Monday night. You know, they got to get ready for the Rams. So At the end of the day, you know, you want your guys, you want your best players in the locker room. If they don't sign those best players, you have to move on as a group so you can refocus in on what your task at hand is, and that's to beat the Rams the first week of the season. So I don't know if it would be a lingering effect. I just know that in the back of all the players' minds, it's going to be, you know, no matter what I do, no matter how good I am, I might not get signed here anymore. They might let me go. They might not see my value on a team, on this team. And that happens all the time in the National Football League. So, like I said, we're going to see over the course of the next several years if this trade was good for the Raiders or not.
Right. You look at Gruden and you think about, hey, this is his team. You know, he's got the 10-year guaranteed contract. And if this is the way he wants to move, so be it. Guys got to get behind him. Like you said, the buck stops with him. He's going to do what he needs to do in order to feel that he needs to, you know, get this team to win or get him where they get the Raiders back to prominence. If you think about the quarterback position, if you look at where Carr's at, and last year didn't necessarily have a great year. Next year he makes $19 million if he's on an opening day roster. And the way out is, you know, if the dead money is only $7 million to go against the cap if they decide to move in a new direction. If Carr struggles like last year, now they have 2 first-round picks. Could you see Gruden saying, I want my guy? Could you see him using because since he has 2 first-round picks, to draft a quarterback next year?
Man, I don't know if I can see that, because I think, you know, Derek's is a good player. I know he's going to play better than he did last year. he just had a down year. It happens to players in this league. You know, and then, you know, I would be surprised if they moved in a different direction. You know, you get rid of your overall best player on your roster, and then the following year you get rid of your quarterback. I mean, and you're going to say, you know, we're better from subtracting. We're going to be a better football team moving forward. So I would be surprised if that would happen. I just think at the end of the day, I think Derek Carr, he's going to play a lot better. And since he's going to play better, the offense will be a lot better.
Rod Woodson, NFL Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst with us here on 95.7 The Game. Rod, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you so much. Enjoy the games this weekend, and hopefully we can do it again soon down the road.
All right. Hey, Lo Neal, tell your son, man, boiler up.
I got you, big dog. Appreciate you.
All right, now. Take care.
Yep.